Welcome to another in the series of Mystical Perspectives. We have a subject that is fantastic to talk about. It's actually the reason I began in this field over 50 years ago. We're going to talk about life beyond the physical world. And I love sharing this time with you where we delve into Dr. Paul Leon Master's book, Spiritual Mind Power Affirmations. And today, this topic will be a rather deep one. I start with reading the affirmations from the book, Spiritual Mind Power Affirmations. And then we go into some discussion about it and some poems and bring ourselves to more awareness on the topic. I take a page each week from the book and I read it, I study it, I meditate for a week on it, and then I join together here with you to share the perspectives on that. And that's why it's called Mystical Perspectives. So let's start with the affirmations from the book. Life Beyond the Physical World, it's on page 45 if you have the book. The first affirmations on consciousness. I understand that all consciousness is part of the consciousness of the universal mind, or God, and that all that is, both physical life and beyond, are contained within it. Repeating that one more time. I understand that all consciousness is part of the consciousness of the universal mind, or God, and that all that is, both physical life and the beyond, are contained within it. Now, this is a huge field of energy we're talking about. All of the universal mind, or God, and everything that is, the physical life and everything beyond, all contained in this energy field. So this is we need to open our minds very wide to be able to even get a glimpse of eternity we're talking about. Next affirmation, seeing. I understand that seeing that which is beyond physical sight, perception, is seeing into more of God's consciousness within me. Now, seeing is a very interesting thing. When you think about seeing, you can also think of the word seer, S-E-E-R. This is something that we actually can experience by looking within on our third eye, beyond the physical sight. And it's a perception of a mystical perception that's seeing more into the God consciousness within me. There are many, many, many levels of consciousness. And what we see in the level of God consciousness is very different as far as the frequencies and the energies and the colors than what we see on the material plane, which is a very heavy material level of consciousness. So there are many levels, and that brings us to the next affirmation on astral dimensions. I understand that all dimensions of existence, including the physical, are varying energy frequencies of consciousness. So the astral plane is something that I learned about from Dr. Masters many years ago. And it's a higher level of vibration and frequency than we have on the physical plane. It's more dreamlike, it's more colorful, it's where a lot of people can go when they're sleeping and dreaming. And it's also where a lot of people spend a lot of time after they leave their physical body in astral dimensions. So repeating that affirmation on astral dimensions, I understand that all dimensions of existence, including the physical, are varying energy frequencies of consciousness. Now, when you take this to the highest level, frequencies can go, not only here on this earth plane, there's frequencies and energies throughout the entire universe. Each planet has its own frequency and energy. And they're picking up more and more sounds from the universe that are in different frequencies and energies and able to record the sound of planets now. Okay, locations. Well, actually, let's do tuning in. I understand that the experiencing or seeing another dimension occurs when in consciousness I tune into the energy frequencies of another dimension Okay, so just as there are many, many levels of frequencies, there's many dimensions. As it said in the Bible, Jesus said, "In my house there are many mansions." Just as that it describes heaven, it describes many, many, many levels of this earth and beyond, and they all have different frequencies and energy levels. And some of them we can't see. Obviously, there's frequencies and energies that are beyond our level of seeing and hearing. So one more time, tuning in. I understand that the experiencing or seeing another dimension occurs when in consciousness I tune into the energy frequency of another dimension. This can happen in many ways. Sometimes it happens when we're sleeping and we have dreams of other places or the astral level or other dimensions in our sleep. Many times we don't remember where we're going with these different dimensions when we do sleep. We're interdimensional beings, actually. Locations. I understand that dimensions on varying frequencies of energy coexist in the same location and are normally undetectable to each other, except when paranormal perception takes place. Well, this kind of gets into a parallel universe discussion, doesn't it? It's very deep. So how many dimensions are there right here in our awareness, in our moment right now? Are we still existing in other levels and frequencies and dimensions right now? Well, yes. Are we aware of it? No. We are focused on the level we're at right now. I'm talking to you here, but you are somewhere else and you're hearing what I'm saying. It could be in another dimension, you know, and still hearing or picking up the frequencies, right? Again, locations. I understand that dimensions on varying frequencies of energy coexist in the same location and are normally undetectable to each other, except when a paranormal perception takes place. Now, I have to say that sometimes when I'm talking to someone, I actually slip into another level, and I can see their whole shape changing, and I see them in another form, and they're still there talking, but I'm able to see a whole kind of different look to them, maybe with their same soul, but a different time. I was doing this a while ago with a friend who's he's a spiritual teacher, he's an editor. He worked with Thich Nhat Hanh for years as his editor. But we were talking, and all of a sudden I saw him with a whole different look and different vibe, and I knew it was him, and I said, "Listen, I'm seeing you right now in a whole other way as a teacher on a different dimension." And he understood, you know, and it happened a few times. It helps when the person's open to understanding, and it happens most often with me when someone I'm talking to is a spiritually aware person. Experience. I understand that life beyond the physical can be wide and varied together with the appearance of the life forms, though most have the look of humans, because those in the physical world are turned into the worldly energy frequencies of a like nature. So in other words, we're all attracting and seeing the level of energy we are on, but not all level of energy is the same. I can't help but think of Star Wars when, you know, they went into the bar on that planet and all the different beings looking different from other planets were meeting in that bar. It was quite a moment, and it was very funny, of course. But there's some truth to that, right? Repeating experience affirmation. I understand that life beyond the physical can be wide and varied together with the appearance of life forms, though most have the look of humans, because those in the physical world are tuned into other worldly energy frequencies of a like nature. So this also brings up the questions of aliens, right? So what do aliens look like? And how do we see aliens? And how do we interpret the look of aliens? It's so interesting because in science fiction, we've come to accept that aliens look a certain way. And a lot of times they're kind of smaller and they have large hands and they have big heads and they don't have any hair on their body. And, you know, kind of like what some of these wonderful people like Spielberg and others have created in E.T. and other things. But we've come to accept, oh, that's an alien, right? But an alien could be looking like many different things, you know. We don't know what the aliens look like. We don't see the aliens. We could be, when we're looking up at the stars, in touch with an alien and not even see that alien, but be able to communicate in our mental plane with that alien energy. Aliens, I believe, have a much higher frequency energy than we do in this heavy material plane, which is a lower frequency. So they don't necessarily have to take on our low energy to be here. They can be here in the energy that they're used to existing on other universes, in other universes or planets, and we wouldn't even know it. Heavens. I understand that there are heavenly dimensions of consciousness corresponding to whatever religion, or lack of it, a person believed in during their earthly physical life. Okay, a very important subject here. You know, we are taught to understand that what we believe is what we see and know and what we attract. It's a law of attraction, right? Well, the same thing can be true for what we believe life after death is. In other words, if you think there's a hell, you can create a hell if you think you're going to be going there. If you think there's a heaven only and no hell, you will go to the heavenly field that you have believed in. And that can be different according to different religions, right? So it's really interesting how we can, just like here on Earth, create what we believe in. We can also create that as our experience of traveling on to another dimension after we leave the body. And that can change as well, just as well as our earthly locations change when we take a trip somewhere. So I'll repeat this one. I understand that there are heavenly dimensions of consciousness corresponding to whatever religion, or lack thereof, a person believed in during their earthly physical life. Okay, so if you don't believe there is life after death, what does that then create? It's a question. It's an interesting question. I mean, do you experience, if you don't believe in life after death, the light and the energy in the heavenly fields, or do you just experience the void, or do you experience your loved ones going on if you don't believe that's possible? These are all interesting questions which are being addressed more and more and more as more and more people have near-death experiences, NDE. Because more and more people are having those near-death experiences and coming back. And there are some correlations and there are some differences. Contact. I understand that contact with other dimensions can come about through clairvoyant seeing into other dimensions or astral body projection into other dimensions. Okay, so repeating that one. I understand that contact with other dimensions can come about through clairvoyant seeing into other dimensions or astral body projection into another dimension. Now, so in other words, what we're saying is kind of similar to what we were saying before. You can make contact with other dimensions. And like I said earlier, it's possible many times that you are making contact with other dimensions while you were sleeping, while you're dreaming. And you could even be making contact with other dimensions while you're leading your regular life, but with your soul connecting to another person somewhere else when they are reaching out to you. What if someone was really praying to you? What if someone was leaving their body and needed you to be aware that they were leaving? That dimension and that clairvoyance might occur at that time. Many times people say when they have had near-death experiences that they see their loved ones from another level of consciousness before they come back to their body. The same can be true of a person. They can sense that another person is leaving their body while they're still going about their daily work. They can actually sense something's going on with their higher level of consciousness. We're very focused on being just where we are right now, but there's more to our being right now than we are allowing ourselves to be aware of. That's what is the key behind all of this. And the last one here is meditation. I understand that through my daily practice of meditation for the purpose of mystical union with God, that I will experience various aspects of other dimensional existence as all is in the mind of God. Now, every week we talk about meditation, how key it is. Very, very important subject. this is a very important key. We can, through our meditation, make contact with God. We can experience other dimensions of existence. I have, for many years after someone has passed, done a meditation and opened myself up to receive messages. And I did a book called Angel Blessings, Messages from Heaven, which goes into a great deal of detail about this. I've had so many people who've passed on who've come to me in spirit. This book is available on Amazon if you're interested. It goes into all of the different details about that experience. But the truth is that I got into metaphysics because my father died when I was 12 years old. He died the day after Christmas. And the Christmas tree was up and everything, and I heard a yell from upstairs when my mother saw my father, and he was obviously not moving. And I came up, and I looked at him laying in the bed, and this other energy came over me. I was very calm. I said, well, let's see if he's breathing. We held a mirror under his nose. He wasn't. He was cold to the touch. And I said, nope, he's not here. He's left his body. And then it was, you know, all chaos kind of broke out after that, you know. And I ran from the house, and it was a very large house that I lived in with 8 bedrooms. And I ran down all the steps. There were 36 steps that took it to the street. And I ran down the house steps and out into the street. And then all of a sudden I heard a voice saying, what are you running from? I know it was my father. What are you running from? And I just stopped right in my tracks. And a calm and peace came over me, and I walked back to the house. And I stayed very objective as all of the stuff went on around that. And my mother, a couple of days later, was just awakening from sleep, and she said she felt my father coming to her in spirit, kissing her on the forehead, and he said, there is a forever. Now, my father was into higher calculus, very mathematical, and not a spiritual person in the sense of believing in other dimensions, but when this happened, my mother then began her search to find out if there's life after death, because then she was convinced there was. And that's how she found Dr. Masters at the Institute of Parapsychology. And I began taking meditation and classes from him at that point. And that was such a blessing that changed my life, the meditation and understanding. And after my mother passed away, I got all of these messages from her. And I did a CD called There Is a Forever, which were channeled. It was channeled from her. And this is what I wrote from her. There is a forever, right here and now. Beyond all life's distractions, we hear the call. Deep in our hearts, we find today how to live in forever with love as the way. There is a forever that holds the words that I say. There is a promise of a bright new day. When we look in our hearts, when we look in our souls, we find the promise of all of life's goals. To be on the journey with a family of one, continuing the work that will never end. Deep within, the masters can know how to reach us beyond the confusion that grows when we limit our dreams to the small earthly schemes. We limit the whole that is more than it seems. Listen in silence. Listen and hear. There is a forever, forever I'm near. There is a forever that's waiting for you. I'm here in the place that will see you through. So journey on with courage and belief. Our spirit forever is boundless and free. Bless all of the journeys. Bless all of the days you have left to guide you to the one way that takes you to a place beyond, to the land of forever. Together we know there is a forever where we will all go. And that's on the CD, There Is a Forever. And my mother was cremated in next to my father at the right there in Glendale. And at Forest Lawn, and we have on the grave marking site, the cremation site there on the wall, there is a forever. So that's what guided me. Now, I have had so many wonderful experiences with eternity, And we can meditate on that light, because light is interdimensional and it passes through matter to spirit and spirit to matter. And in meditation, we can go into the light and we can send and receive light from those who are no longer in body. So if you wish to make a connection with someone in another dimension, you can just be quiet and put the request in and make a connection to God and the soul level of that person. Whether they're here living or they've passed on, that energy is felt and it is sensed. And you can ask for that connection and that question to be connected to them. And then you have to be open to receive and write down what can come to you. On higher planes of energy beyond the physical plane, it's much easier to send and receive energy. In fact, all of the light work we do here on Earth is good practice for when we're no longer in body, where we create on that astral plane exactly what we want to see at that time. There was an amazing movie that Robin Williams was in, Neil Simon did, called What Dreams May Come. And he talks beautifully about the existence of life on other, beyond death, and the other levels of what happens. But it's really important to always remember that if we are open and receptive, when we send love to a loved one that's passed on, that energy is felt. And in spirit, our close loved ones are always kind of our guardian angels watching over us. In fact, I believe many people who've lost a loved one at a young age have sometimes a blessed life because their parents or guardians and their loved ones are watching over and blessing them in life. And it's always a hard thing when you're facing death, you know, and the attachment we have to this physical plane is so intense. And of course, our loved ones here. But the thing is that we can still be in contact with our loved ones when we pass on. And we can join with the loved ones who have passed on. And they are there to wait you. I experienced the afterlife experience for me happened when I experienced cosmic consciousness. And I was able to see the astral plane, the mental plane, and these different dimensions. And the experience of life after death was so heavenly, so beautiful, so fantastic, that it was so much more love and light than we can even begin to imagine. I decided to come back to Earth, but it was hard because it's such a heavenly, wonderful place to be. So we don't want to ever feel bad. It's hard not to, I know. But we want to send love to our loved ones and let them journey on when they leave this physical body, because they really are in a better place. I got this message from my mother after she passed on. Beside still waters I walk, I called it. Beside still waters I walk with the angels of the dawn. For a new day has come and it's time for me to move on. The rewards of heaven are waiting far beyond compare. Not the riches of the world, but a far greater happiness here. The soul can know the glory of God, with love as the guiding light. So look to the stillness of heaven beyond the darkest night. Beside still waters, I gaze at the light that sets me free. In the garden of peace, I have found my place, and I am finally free. So worry not, my beloved. Call me when you need. I will come and be with you. In spirit, this can be. Beside still waters, I dwell. Have faith and still believe. Know that I love you forever, and we will meet again. Beside still waters, you and me. So I hope that you've been given some things to think about here. This is an amazing energy field of Maya that we live in. We believe in it, that that's the only thing that's happening, but there's so much going on. We are surrounded by energy fields and other living energy fields, and we are interdimensional beings. And I know when Dr. Masters left, I had a chance to connect with him again in spirit a few times. And I had some very vivid connections made when he passed on. And I know when he passed on, he knew that there was other things that he had to do and other levels he had to attend to as well. But I know at the same time, I get many times where he comes to visit me or guide me and direct me, as he is all of the people who are studying. And it's pretty amazing how this galactic energy field works that we live in here. But we are not alone. There's many, many levels of dimensions and consciousness. And one of the keys to understanding it all is by having an open heart and letting go of ego and letting love guide our way. I'll play a song that I wrote that Dr. Masters, I wrote actually for Dr. Masters, and he read it from my CD, Angel Blessings. And it's called Who Is It That Listens to the Silence? So I'll play that at the end here. And I'm going to close out this section here with the Aramaic Lord's Prayer. Father, Mother of the Cosmos, shimmering light of all, focus your light within us as we breathe your holy breath. Enter the sanctuary of our hearts, uniting within us the sacred rays of your power and beauty. Let your heart's desire unite heaven and earth through our sacred union. Help us fulfill what lies within the circle of our lives today. Forgive our secret fears as we freely choose to forgive the secret fears of others. Let us not enter into forgetfulness, tempted by false appearances. For from your astonishing fire comes the eternal song, which sanctifies all, renewed eternally in our lives and throughout creation. We seal these words in our hearts, committed in trust and faith. Today's talk was based on the book Spiritual Mind Power Affirmations by Dr. Paul Leon Masters. I thank you so much for joining with me here and enjoying the information given. God bless you.
Who is it that listens to the silence before the initiation of a sound? What are you listening to hear when all this is a moment that lives right here? Can you let go and let God be in control and simply do whatever you can? And while here on earth, take this moment to let God direct what is at hand. There, a natural mystic calling, and we can hear it in the process of life. And if we simply do what we can do, the process of this energy will ring so true. When we allow what comes to us to be, it will carry us onward, and time reveal that we can release the struggle and the fight and simply let God be working through this life. Who is it that listens? Who is it that hears? For there is a greater force than our ego at work here. And when we are tools of God's great love, a light that shines from our souls above, we are the living instruments of God. And we can be part of the greater cause, spirit and man, man and spirit, living and dying, and ever merging with the source of all sound. Creations, the vibrations of the song of life, a flash of glory that reflects a greater source, fulfilling our story and destiny's course? Who is it that hears? And who listens here? One and the same spirit that visits this earth and then disappears, perched on a rainbow so high in the sky, a sparkle of the diamonds of the waves to fly, a miracle of more than we might ever see. This precious gift of being alive and then be set free.